How do you stay up when things are down? You ever have to do that? Have you ever been as low as in the bottom of a well? It seems like, you know, in your heart, something going on with you. Well, that's kind of what all of this is about, and we're going to deal with some of that today. There's a lot of people in the world today, even people in our embrace. Maybe not here, maybe somewhere else. But people are somehow, for some reason, are not staying up. And they're easily in their mind saying, I can get out of here because I just can't do this. There's not a whole lot you have to do, you know. We're standing here. God's doing all the work. All we're doing is just blabbing about it. You know, God's telling us. We look in the book. The book tells us stuff. And we see stuff, something from the book. And it's God's talking in that, you know. And so we have that all over the country. Because of discouragement, inner conflict, or inconsistency in ourselves or either in others, these folks can easily, when we get into that kind of situation, it's easy to fall in Satan's trap. Has anybody in here ever trapped before? Have you ever stepped in one you didn't know it was there? It will bite you real bad. One of the things that happens far too often is those of us who have been around a while often leave the false impression that someone were to become a Christian, everything in our lives would be better all the way around. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're not a Christian and you want to obey the gospel and become one, that's powerful stuff. Another issue is that there are people who embrace Christ in baptism, and simply because it's been expected of the family over the years. They didn't really want to do it. They just, parents said, you got to do this. As time goes on, our faith is tested for many things. It tells us completely a different story when we do that. It doesn't matter who we are or where we're from. We're going to have difficulties. You believe that's true? I look around this room. The larger part of it is older people, including myself. I thought I was never going to get old, but it got me. In different times in our lives, everyone has serious challenges. And we had to deal with that. It doesn't matter who we are or where we're from. We're going to have these difficulties in our walk with Christ, just as the Scriptures promised. I'm not telling you stuff that I thought it up. I've been reading the book, and the book's been telling me about that. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, where you're going. Over the years, most of us have watched people embrace Christ to only say to many others, I just don't feel like I need to go there anymore. And there are people that just drop out. We call that they have fallen away. Well, that may or may not be right. As time goes on, our faith is tested. 1 Peter 4, 1-16. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. And if you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. For the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. We need to understand that living in Christ is not a cakewalk, but rather it's a lifetime adventure that, because of the evil in the world, brings out much of the difficulty. It's easy to get discouraged when things don't go the way we imagined or should. But we have to remember that every person on this earth, every person on this earth is flawed. You cannot get an unflawed person unless if you've got a little baby in here that has never known anything. But as soon as that baby becomes older, going to be in the same mess we're in, right? Though we don't want imperfection, we have it either way we go. I can't get it right. We remember every day, every person on this earth is flawed. You don't have to beat yourself to death, but, oh man, I'm just not good enough. Let me help you with that good enough phrase. You are not good enough. I certainly am not good enough. Tomorrow you'll not be good enough. Or next week, or next month, or next year, or any other time. God's people have to deal with uncertainty. The good news is that just like God did with Abraham, when he looked up to the stars and believed God's promises, we too have been credited righteous. Let's talk about money, but I'm not talking really about money. What happens with money if somebody just gives you a pile of money? Now, I've never had that problem, but just all of a sudden, there's a pile of money, and you didn't steal it. You know what God does? He credits you righteous. How righteous is God? If he credits you righteous, how righteous do you become? Same. Do we deserve such a gift? No, sir. No, ma'am. But by His grace, we have His gift. In the covenant, we're in covenant with that. And we're given that gift when we submit to be baptized into Christ. And then we take on His name. I bear the mark of Christ. Now, do I get it right? No. Do I often get wrong and do it wrong? Yes. I hang out with people that do the same thing. We all have a problem with that. Philippians chapter 4, 10 to 13. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I'm in need. I have learned to be content, whatever the consequences are, and I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. Whether we are well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or living in want, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. I cannot do this myself, but I have a God who says, I can, and He does. Took His own Son. He died on a cross for us, so we could have that. This is big stuff. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong, be courageous, do not be afraid. Do not be terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. Our problems is inconsistency. Most often it comes upon us because we're masters at trying to walk with Christ while at the same time we're trying to handle our own stuff. Sometimes you just have to sit down and pray and ask God, can you get me through this? This is tough. Y'all remember when I got burned real bad? It was real bad. And every day of my life, I didn't know if I was going to live because it was bad. And you know what? I got the scars of all of that. But what I got better than all of that is as I was healing up, God was healing with me. I believe that. Our problem is inconsistency most often. And it comes on us because we're masters at trying to walk with Christ while at the same time we're trying to handle our own stuff. I can't do it. I can't do it all. We end up defeated when difficulties come, and they will, and they do often come. Difficult for us to try to get through the times alone. That's why you always need a buddy or a mate. This woman right here, she's been, from the time she begged me to marry her. Oh, that was the lie, wasn't it? From the first time, I mean, we've been together. We've had times that wasn't great. I suspect everybody's like that. But I know whom we have believed. It's critical that we understand that we need each other. Romans 12, 1-21. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and pleasing and perfect will. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment in accordance with the faith of God distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, though many form one body, each member belongs to all the others. We have gifts according to the grace of God to each of us. Do you know the way God has this thing fixed is, I am in debt to you, and you are in debt to me. I need your help, and I'll give your help. We're here to do it together. This is not a one or two man show. God's will is pleasing, it's perfect will. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think yourself more highly than you ought. You're not the best thing around. I'm not the best thing around. But I know we have different gifts according to the grace given to each one of us. If your gift is prophesy, you prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, what should you do? Serve. If it's encouragement, what should you do? You don't have to go around and say, well, I can't fix somebody's car. Can you encourage somebody that might can? Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves and never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual behavior serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, and share with the Lord's people who are in need. Now, he's not talking about bums. He's talking about needs. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud. Be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what's right in the eyes of everyone. if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God and His wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, and I will repay, says the Lord. I don't have to go beat up on somebody. Who's going to do that? God's going to come around and fix that. On the contrary, he says, if your enemy's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, he'll heap burning coals on your head. People that don't know how to deal with something, it's just all of a sudden floors up when somebody helps them. Never do we overcome evil by evil. When difficult times creep into our lives and try to distort us and move us away from the purpose of God, God will muster the courage to face the issues and move ahead. This book is filled with things of what God does. When difficult times come, and they come often, we can have the motivation to persist and make it through, knowing that we never have to walk through life alone. There's a serious verse from the Scriptures we need to hear and believe and absorb. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. That's where you got a buddy. The Apostle Paul dealt with difficulty every day. When the apostles were here and dealing with the stuff that we have to deal with, they had trouble every day. As you read the Scriptures, if you sat down and read, you'd find that these guys, they had been beaten. They had been whipped. They've had all kind of things done to them. And yet, they stand and say in Ecclesiastes 4:12, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. We seek help from seasoned believers, and our lives together become this cord of three strands. You show in 2 Corinthians 3:3-6, that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on the tables or stone, but the tablets of human hearts. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, and the Spirit gives life. These and other verses are written down and given to us so that we have the tools necessary to navigate through all of this. The Bible is a living, breathing testimony of what God has left in our care so that we may learn to live with Him in any situation that we may find ourselves, and we need to simply say, I trust it. Do you trust the Scriptures? We have opportunities to be reminded that if we'll just do what God calls us to do, we'll get through this life. Even if we die earlier than we think, everybody's got an about. You know what an about is? You're going to die at about so-and-so time. A lot of people can pretty much tell you when they're going to die. God's on our side. We need to become a motivated people with God's interest at heart. If you do us good, just rehearse the Scriptures a bit and we know where many of us are, and we've decided enough to read that consistent. Open the book. You know what? I've read this thing. I can't tell you how many times I've read this book, but I've never yet ever read this book that it didn't tell me something better. But at the same time, I set this book on a shelf. I can talk about it all day long, but it don't do anything for it. I don't help anybody. So what we do is we come together in a situation like today. We sing songs and we say, "Oh Lord my God, a good song." We see how we've been in a troubled situation and you know, we can't get out of it, and you pray and you listen to the scriptures, and all of a sudden you see yourself coming out of that you thought that you were just captive. It'd be nice if you could just read the Bible real fast. Some of you can. There was a time I could do it a lot more, a lot quicker. I can't do it now. I'm getting older. I'm hanging out with older people. And so the younger people back there, they still got it to go. So we can say, hey, at least we went through the fire, and we didn't die doing it. But I want to tell you this, God's on our side. You cannot break that down. He intends to keep it that way. And everybody that comes along in the next times in life, who comes through these doors or other doors like this, and are taught about what Christ has done, and then we come together on the Lord's Day and we sing and we pray and we enjoy each other, we learn things from each other, we have a good time, and God's not opposed to having a good time. He just don't want us to be crazy. And we sing, not because we're good singers. We might sound like a bunch of baboons. But if you ever heard a baboon, they're not too bad. There's people in here, when you talk about music, could not tell you what one note is from another. And there's other people in here that could tell you what the staff is and what the timing is on it by just looking at a couple of little dots. And I've been doing music all my life. I love music. I love God. I love you. And God is going to get us together, keep us together, and help us do something bigger in this life that makes it count. And what do you say to that?
Amen.
Amen.